Welcome, listeners. Today is a short episode of Three Stories. Why? Well, it's my birthday, and I've just come back from dinner. But me being me, I still wanted to share some stories. And today's stories are sent in by Just a Horror Lover. So let's dig in, lovely people. The three stories we have are titled There's a New One Every Minute. The second one is Call Me a Bad Mother. And the third one is The Creature. At first, it was just me, alone, in this cold blank room. I was scared and confused, but before I even managed to orient myself, there was another person. He asked me where we were, and I told him I didn't know. Before we could start discussing the situation, a third one appeared. We explained the situation to her. She opened her mouth to say something else, but a fourth one appeared. We had to calm the poor girl down. Before we could introduce her, a fifth person arrived. We welcomed him and sat down to figure out what was going on. A sixth person joined. She sat down with us and asked what was going on. We started to explain, but a seventh person interrupted us. Then, we lost count. We thought it would stop eventually, but it hasn't. Every minute, a new person joins us. It got pretty tight after a while. We had to stand to make space. And it got tighter and tighter. I didn't know it was possible for my body to be squished so thin. We can barely breathe. It's been so long since anyone exchanged words. We're too focused on the pain of having our bodies slowly compress minute by minute. I don't know how long it's been going on, and I don't know how much longer it will continue like this. I just wish that it would end. Everything within me is crushed. I don't seem to be able to die. But the thought of how many minutes there are in an eternity is unbearable. Your second story, Call Me a Bad Mother. I know a mother shouldn't go through her daughter's diary, but Anya has been acting really weird since her boyfriend went missing. So, Call Me a Bad Mother. I just needed to know how she was doing. When her friends finally managed to drag her out of the house, I crept into her room. I reached into the pillowcase and found the light blue notebook that was her diary. I don't know why she hides it in there. She seemed to think I won't find it there. I looked for the date, August 4th, 2016. Bingo! She explains in detail how she woke up that morning in a hangover. She had drunk a lot at the party last night. As her vision cleared, she realized she was standing in the woods. She also felt extremely sticky and wet. She seemed to be holding something squishy in her hand. It looked like someone's intestines. She screamed and threw the guts. She looked down to find she was covered in blood. She felt so gross, she stripped off her shirt and attempted to use it to smear off the blood from her skin. She writes how she panicked in disgust and worried confusion. She writes about how she was nervous about what might have happened during the gap in her memory. She writes that she hoped everyone from the party was okay. She writes how she hoped she mistook the thing in her hand in her hungover days and hoped it was a whole lot of misplaced early period blood. But the thing she saw next crushed her whole world. Her boyfriend's gutted corpse sprawled out in front of her. She writes how she broke down, puking, crying, and excreting pretty much everything a human head can. She screamed and begged. She kept looking, hoping to see the face of a stranger, not the hurt and deformed face of her boyfriend. She writes how she silently covered him with leaves and dirt. She writes how she slowly and quietly made her way home. I grin to myself as I read the newer entries, where she explains the horrifying trauma it left her with. The nightmares. The flashbacks. The visions, the guilt. She can't sleep. She doesn't. I know a mother shouldn't roofie and manipulate her own daughter. But it's better than some good-for-nothing high school boy doing it. So, call me a bad mother. Your third and last story, The Creature. My family lives on a relatively small island, so our home is basically just a small house in the middle of a huge piece of property. Our house is a modest size, but it does feel empty if you're alone. My dad was on a work trip and my little brother was going to a party. I felt so empty. It's about 11 p.m. when I hear moans from the garden. I ignore it. We have our fair share of animals on the island, and they tend to trespass. But then, I hear the leaves crunching, rhythmically. Someone, or something, is approaching the house. I felt my heart pounding at my throat. I try to listen carefully and move quietly, but I'm too distracted by my own fear. I walk to the kitchen window and peek into our garden. There's something out there. It's something straight out of a horror story. A creature is slowly making its way to the house. The automatic torches turn on one by one as it shuffles past them. It looks almost human. Its arms are dangling far too loosely by its sides. Its face is incredibly deformed. Eyes, nothing more than two big lumps. A bloody crevice for a nose, and a dark mouth that hung agape. It's red and covered in rags. It limps as though it's in a lot of pain, and its head turns slowly to face the kitchen window, looking directly at me. I duck immediately. I walk to the front door. I hear the creature start to scratch the walls. Its wails are even more full of despair up close.
Let me in.
It croaks. After a silence, it repeats itself louder, more desperate, and angrier.
Let me in.
I stare at the door as I try to think of what to do. My country doesn't have an emergency number. Who the fuck do I call? What do I do? Just sit there and wait for my brother to come home in the morning? What if he's greeted with that horrifying thing? What if it hurts him? Its voice whispers loudly. In a defeated manner, a kicked-out ex would say it. Countless shivers are sent down my spine by this. I say nothing. The noises grow quieter and quieter. I fall asleep before I realize it. I wake up on the hallway floor, extremely confused. I suddenly remember the creature from last night and sit up quickly, scanning the house from top to bottom. Seems like it didn't make its way in. I head to the kitchen window and search for the creature on the porch. Sure enough, there it is. I can observe it much better in the daylight. It looks like... Wait. No. No. Please, no. I run to throw open the door. There lies my little brother, his soft brown hair plastered to his forehead with his own blood, his body all mangled and broken. I kneel down, hoping that I'll find it still. It's cold as ice. Well, thank you so much. I know these are short, but sweet, and I hope you loved these nonetheless. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Just a Horror Lover, for sending these stories through. I'm really grateful for these short stories. They have this real Goosebumps-esque sort of vibe, and I really love it. For those of you who have never heard of Goosebumps, essentially a bunch of short novels with creature features or terrible scenarios that take place. And from what I can remember, it's normally teenagers and kids that are either under attack, solve a mystery, or escape. Worth checking out. And now, brilliant people, I'll be back tomorrow for some more awesome stories. And just like the ones today, I just can't wait to share them. And it's that time already. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.